Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the executive director of Batesville Main Street, Amy Pretzer. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning, Tom.
And of course, last week at this time, we had the meeting in the Batesville City Council where Main Street went before the council and proposed the establishment of a designated outdoor refreshment area, also known as Adora. And Amy Pretzer, can you kind of walk us through the process, how it all began?
Well, back in May of 23, the legislation went before for a vote for a Senate, I think it was called Senate Bill 20. That went up to legislation. It was signed into law, took effect as of July 1st. This was a big push for basically the economic vitality of it. What can it do to draw businesses to downtown areas, draw people into those businesses? And that's kind of how it got pushed through and signed into law. So Main Street, we looked at it and went, this is a great thing for our downtown. This is a way to draw that economic vitality, maybe draw in some new businesses, help the businesses that exist. We no longer have to do roping off of areas. So now people are free to walk, shop. If we're doing a special event, walk into a store, shop, walk into a restaurant, grab a drink, and go somewhere. It now activates those bars and restaurants being able to help with those events.
And you mentioned the free movement and so forth. And of course, it's a certain area that you have this. And of course, kids can't go into an establishment unless they're 21, you know. But how do you work around that?
Actually, we do have a boundary, and it was proposed to the city council. They accepted that boundary. It now goes to the ATC for their approval on it. But within that boundary, you can walk freely. It can be at any age, obviously. If you're underage, don't be drinking. That's, you know, drink responsibly. The restaurants now, under new legislation, are also allowed to have younger people in also. So that ability to walk out with it, and you know, it basically puts a little bit more restriction than what already existed with state law. State law, really, there is no open container law in the state of Indiana. So this puts just maybe a little bit more restriction on it. Now you have to have that cup within that boundary, and you're limited on what you're served and how much you're served.
And these are specifically marked cups.
Yes, they are. We designed a cup that has the Dora logo on it. Those cups will be purchased by the designated permittees that are designated by the ATC to sell under the Dora. They will purchase those from Main Street at cost. So that, yes, everybody would have that cup. That cup is a one-time use. You can't walk out of the Dora area with it. You can't walk into another liquor establishment with it. It is a one-time use cup.
Okay. And then you mentioned that it's ATC being the Indiana Alcohol and Tobacco Commission. And, of course, I know that there's four Doras currently operating across the state, a couple close by, Lawrenceburg and Shelbyville, for example. Mm-hmm. And Greensburg, last we heard, was still awaiting ATC approval.
Yes, they had some issues with something that was in their ordinance. And that very well could happen to us, too. You know, it goes back to the ATC, and they have that final word to say, hey, maybe you need to tweak this boundary, or maybe you need to tweak the hours, or, you know, so they have that final word. If they don't have any changes for us, we don't have to go back to city council for it, but if there's any changes, then we're going back to the city council and saying, okay, we need to tweak the ordinance and do a little bit more with that. I know Lawrenceburg was the first to really go through the whole ATC process. A shout out to their Main Street director there, Michelle Cohn. She really pushed this legislation. She had gotten all of our Main Streets in Indiana on board with it. She sent us letters to send out to our senators to try to get this through. So she was the first to push it through ATC. So a lot of that precedent has been set with her and with the whole Lawrenceburg City attorney area. So, you know, we'll hope for the best with ATC.
Indeed. And of course, it was before the meeting on last Monday night where, you know, your organization was out putting out the information that, you know, Main Street is going to go before council and ask them to establish the downtown Dora. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about without going, I guess, too deep in the weeds, some of the behind the scenes work with the organization as far as getting an ordinance before council?
We had a great committee that we pulled together. In fact, after the meeting the other night, we were like, okay, this committee can't ever split up. So once doors through, we're going to come up with something else to do. They worked really hard. They wanted to be very, very transparent to the citizens, to the businesses, to all the downtown stakeholders. So we did take the time. We started meeting in August. We have met weekly. We're actually meeting again tomorrow just to start the whole application process. So they've worked very hard at that. We've sent letters to all the service businesses. We did face-to-faces with all the restaurants and all the retail people just to get their feedback. What would you be concerned about? Would you be interested in doing this? And we had an overwhelming support. The businesses all see a great benefit to them being able to do this. We did have some businesses very much for the DORA, but they are going to probably have a sign that says no beverages allowed, which is completely within their sole discretion to do. Each retailer can decide, do I want people to bring beverages in here or not? Which is great that they have that freedom to do that. Can they change their mind along the way? Sure. We tried to be very, very transparent. We had city council members, we invited them to some of our meetings, city officials, so that we could get their feedback and try to make this as smooth as possible when we go in for that ordinance. The city attorney, we worked with Mr. Timonera, and we did, so many versions of that ordinance to get it just how ATC would have recommended it, how the city felt, from their questions and feedback, things that they would like to see included. So it's just been we tried to include everybody as much as we could. We talked to residences, people that are going to be close to that district to get their feelings. We just, we wanted it to be something that the whole city was behind.
And can you give us maybe some highlights such as hours and things of that nature?
Sure. We proposed and it was approved by the ordinance. Again, waiting on ATC approval of it. We had decided to go noon to midnight, 7 days a week. Within that time period, you are free to follow all the DORA rules. There will be boundary signage. With that boundary signage, there will be a QR code. That QR code will then take you to a landing page with a map of the area, how to DORA, all the rules, who you can buy a drink from. We try to keep it very simple. Noon to midnight is just easy to remember. 7 days a week, easy to remember. We figured as simple as we could do, we'll have more success. You can enjoy it during that time. And when it's 11:30 in the morning and you want to go get a drink, you're still bound to the old rules.
All right. And then as we continue our conversation with Batesville Main Street Director Amy Pretzer, and as far as the law enforcement angle of it, I'm sure that there were some questions and some things brought up as far as that's concerned.
Right. We did sit down a couple of times with Stan Holt to review what he saw as a problem or success behind it. Basically didn't change much that he would do in the first place. It's excise that is controlling the policing of that. Yes, if somebody's out of hand or whatever, that is when our local would take in effect of that. He was very much behind it as far as, it's not really going to change much for him. Again, it's excise, and that's where it's going to fall back on.
All right. So, again, the Indiana State Excise Police, pretty much the main enforcer of it, and except for maybe if there happens to be dust-ups, and hopefully there aren't any of those.
Oh, hopefully.
No.
I don't foresee it. We have not seen in our research, that as a problem. We kind of looked at what other communities have developed along the way and what they saw was going to be a problem and whether it was or not. And they did not see any. Overall, we saw that there were not any major arrests or creation of any extra work for the police forces.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out and we'll continue our conversation with Batesville Main Street Director Amy Pretzer right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Amy Pretzer. She is the executive director of Batesville Main Street. And Amy, what are some other things that the organization is working on?
Wow, we have a lot going on right now. we started working on our Mainopoly event, which we do every year. We're partnering again with the Kiwanis Carnival and doing it that same weekend. We'll do the Touch a Truck. We're looking at ways to expand that, do some things for adults, things that adults can bring their whole family or just do on their own and have some fun and kind of do like a Monopoly after dark, I guess you would say. We were very lucky to receive funding from both of the Hillenbrand Foundations and the RDC to begin a downtown development plan that would be encompassing. We're going to bring in residents, we'll bring in business owners, foundation people to decide, what does downtown look like in the future? How do we want to get there? We have gotten that funding, so we are kicking that off on March 2nd, I believe, for our first meeting just with our planning committee. We've hired HWC to come in and do that for us. So that's a big one that we're working on right now. We're also starting working on that food truck festival. We're gonna make that a return again this year. People have overwhelmingly asked for that to happen. We are currently working with the city and basically all downtown entities on the Eclipse event. And this is something that's pretty special, that we're right in the path of totality. There's going to be an event on Sunday of that weekend out at Gillespie Park. So we'll have some kids events. There's food trucks. There's music. It's just a way for all the people that are in flux into this town to see what Batesville has. We expect to have a huge, huge influx from Cincinnati, and we've even had phone calls from Kentucky, Tennessee, people that are interested in coming up here that are not in the totality. So we're really trying to work with KDF's doing some things, the library's doing some things, and you can check all that stuff out on the chamber website at batesvilleIN.com. We'll list all the different events that are going to happen leading up to the eclipse and during the eclipse time.
All right. So again, batesvilleIN.com.
I believe that's their website.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And their app. You can also look at their app. That they will keep all that on there also.
That's right, and very important, the Explore Batesville app that the
yes.
Chamber runs as
yes.
well. So, yep, it is batesvilleIN.com is the Chamber website. So it's got all that information about Eclipse 2024 Batesville Blackout. Anything else, Amy Pretzer, before we let you get back to it?
We got a lot going on, so I don't know if I covered it all, but I will definitely, when something new is coming up, reach out and try to let everybody know.
All right, sounds good. Well, of course, that's a standing invitation for you to come back. How's that
okay,
sound?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, very good. Well, Amy Pretzer, Executive Director of Batesville Main Street, we appreciate your time. Stay well, and look forward, again, talking to you in the future.
Thank you.